We made it this week and we are here. Yes. And so I know some of you are home still snuggling in the warmth of your own personal sacred space, but you've chosen to tune in and to join us this morning. And so we're grateful that you've done that as well, because, you know, like people say, you could be anywhere, but especially now, even when you're home looking online, you can search anywhere and find a service or whatever. So we're grateful and thankful that you're here with us this morning, tuning in, whether it's online or not, but we are grateful for your presence today. So I think all of you that are here, you deserve a standing ovation. So stand up and give yourselves a standing ovation. Yes. Thank you, thank you. I am especially pleased that you took the time and made the effort to be here this morning with us. You know, nothing takes place that is accomplished without some level of effort being made, right? I don't care what it is. There has to be a level of effort, or else it would not manifest. And effort could be it's the use and the energy that it takes, or an action. It's a force. It's a movement, right? To accomplish or achieve something. Nothing is done without effort, whether it's to make this candle or to cut down the tree for the paper. Everything takes a certain amount of effort in order to achieve the manifestation of it. And it could be, you know, we're using effort, we're using energy, I'll say. We're using energy in every aspect of our lives, on all levels. Sometimes it's physical energy, it could be mental energy, it could be emotional energy, you know, to express. We're using energy to put forth effort to create, to manifest. Energy, effort, manifestation is what makes the world go round, right? Nothing happens. So we're thinking, how are we using our energy? Because energy, we're using it constantly, right? How are we using the energy to benefit our life, our world? What are we putting forth? Are you showing up for your own life? You know, sometimes we don't even show up for our own lives. Are you showing up? Because it's going to take some kind of energy for you to show up for yourself even. And you might have to talk yourself into some things, or maybe talk yourself out of some things, right? But you're going to have to put and express a level of energy for your own life and your own journey. We've been talking in these past few weeks doing a series on our ability. I titled it Our Ability to Run with the Horses in 2026. But our ability to run with the horses, and it was based on the scripture from Jeremiah 12, verse 5 through 6, and I'm not going to read it, but you can look it up, those of you who are tuning in and have not followed this series. It comes from Jeremiah 12, 5, 6. And basically, it's Jeremiah complaining to God about, you know, people not doing what they should do, and this isn't going right, and this isn't working. And God basically says to Jeremiah, well, if you know, if you're getting all tuckered out and tied up at what everybody else is doing or not doing, then how are you going to have the ability to run with the horses? He says, if the footmen, right, if the footmen are tiring you out, and we know as people we can tire each other out, we can get on each other's nerves or whatever, but he says, if you get tied up by the footmen, how are you going to run with the horses? And so we've been looking at, what does it mean to have our ability to really run with horses? Well, we need, in a nutshell, we need some stamina. We need some enduring power. We need endurance, right? We talked about needing focus and commitment, drive, direction, determination. I also mentioned that it's the year of the fire horse, the Chinese year, new year of the fire horses being ushered in. So we need this energy of the fire horses, which we got to have some passion about what we're doing. We need the ability to move quickly, because the fire horse is fast. It moves quickly. And because of that, manifestation is going to start to happen very fast. I've already seen it happened in my life. I put something out in the morning, and by the afternoon, it had manifested out of the blue. God was working. And I was like, wow, that was fast. But this is what's going to happen. Therefore, it behooves us to watch what we say, watch what we think, watch what we put out there, because if it's not something you don't want to manifest, look out. But if it's something you do, it's going to come. Right? This is not going to be a year of waiting. This is going to be a year of movement, of action. And so we want to be able to what? Move with the Spirit. And move when the Spirit says move. Right? So this is a wonderful time. Now, in all of this talk about power and movement and energy and the quickness, the way things are going to come about, we have to also be cautious a little bit. Or else we can fall into a little bit of a burnout experience, right? Unbridled energy, you know, running wild, because horses can run, right? They have focus, they have direction, but they can also just run and run wild, right? And so we have to be careful of that, because with this tendency, if things are going to be manifesting quickly, we're going to move from one thing to the other thing, it could be that we fall into the habit of trying to do everything at once. Have you ever tried to do everything at once? We got a lot on our plate. We're trying to do this, do that, A, B, C, D. And look, most of it is going to happen and come about because this is the energy that we have. We got a lot of irons in the fire, things we want, projects, and most of those things are going to manifest. However, if it is done in a fashion where we're not bringing conscious energy to it, then we can run the risk of burning out or being overtaken by the impulsivity. You know, movement is great, but if it's impulsive and it's not directed, it can actually do more harm than good. So with all this that's going on and coming forth, we have to heed the call to rest, right? Because even horses need to rest from time to time. And I'm thinking when, you know, there's this perpetual, the notion of perpetual movement or perpetual energy. And that's true. Everything is moving in the universe. There is perpetual motion and perpetual energy. But within the notion of perpetual movement or energy that is moving, there's also this notion of divine or sacred rest or a sacred pause. And so it's sort of like, if you think of it like a pendulum. The pendulum swings, it's perpetually in motion, but it comes, it rises, and then it pauses for just a little bit, and it gathers momentum to do what? To swing back down, and it pauses at the height, and it comes back. But it's that pause that gives it the impetus to move back in the other direction. So you have perpetual motion, but there's a pause that causes it to shift again. And it's the same thing with our breathing. Thank God we're here, those of us who are here right now, we are perpetually breathing. Now, when that motion stops, we're not going to be here. But since we are here, which means we are what? We are breathing in and we're doing what? Breathing out. But even in this, even though it is an automatic, unconscious expression of the body, but there is a pause. You inhale. And in order to exhale, there's a little time of pause where you then exhale. But again, you're falling into that what? There's a rhythm in perpetual moment, movement. But within that, there's also the sacred divine pause, rest, stillness. Even in creation, and my mother reminded, we were sharing a little bit of the message when we were driving in. And I was talking about this rest or whatever. And she said, yeah, there's something in the Bible about that. And I said, yeah, in creation. After the seventh day, what did it say? And God what? Rested. Rested. So there's creation. There's manifestation. There's movement. There's all this doing. But there must be rest as a part of the sacred divine expression of life itself. Even Jesus said, remember the Sabbath and do what with it? Keep it holy. That the wholeness and the holiness that comes from the Sabbath, it moves us into a state of wholeness where we have a chance to revitalize, rejuvenize, get ourselves back into that place of wholeness or holiness. And so we must rest. We must take this sacred pause. So even though I'm encouraging all of us to work on our ability to run with the horses, work on our inner strength, work on the stamina, the endurance to endure all things, all of that. But in the midst of that, we must also take the time to rest, that is a part. Rest is essential to peak performance, right? If any of you have been athletes, or maybe not even an athlete, maybe if you go to the gym and you work out, and you're serious about building muscle and toning the body. And when you go and you get a trainer, and the trainer says, okay, this is going to be on, you know, Monday, you'll do legs and you're going to do, you know, 10 reps or cycles of reps, blah, 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 blah. But then what do they give you in between all that workout? Rest. You got to rest the body and the muscles, because if you keep working them, you're not going to build them, but you will do what? You will break them down. So even as you're working on your physical stuff, you've got to, if you want peak performance, you've got to give yourself time to rest, to reset, to gather strength. Your muscles grow and they stretch in the period of when you're resting. Do you know when you're not feeling well, what is your body doing? When is your body healing at its peak time when you're trying to recover? When does it heal the most? Resting, when you're sleeping, right? When the body is still in that rest, then the healing takes place. And so sometimes I want us to know that as we move into this high energy time on the planet, we must remember to rest, the sacredness of rest. Otherwise, we will break down as opposed to having breakthroughs. And we want breakthroughs. And so we have to do that for ourselves, to remember. And I can tell when I'm out of alignment, when I need to rest, because then my mind is going, going, going. So I need to rest. Sometimes I need to rest this noodle of mine, because it's constantly going and thinking. And sometimes it just needs quiet. I need quiet, right? Or sometimes we'll go, 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 go. But the body, and this is the way we're designed, this body says we're going to lay it down, what, every day. You can go maybe 1 day, 2 days, maybe max if you're really trained and you're a yogi, you could do 3 days without sleeping. But after a while, you're going to have to do what? You're going to have to sleep. It's part of life. It's a part of this cycle that we are in, so we can grow and stretch and move beyond ourselves. And each time we allow the rest, we come back with more energy, more vitality, to stretch beyond, to do more, to accomplish more. So now I can run. I ran, 2 miles, but then after my rest, I can do 2.5. And I'll do that for a while, but I have to rest. And then when I come back, I can do 3 miles. This is the way evolution in life continues to unfold for us. Jesus took rest throughout his ministry. Said he got away from the people. You know, there would always be throngs of people following him, needing something from him. Heal me, do this. And he would just go. He said, let me get in a boat and get out of here for a minute. And even then the disciples would follow him and find out where he was. You know, he took time to rest and to meditate and to rest in the spirit. Rest in the presence. We've got to learn how to rest in the spirit too. Because when we create or allow ourselves to be vessels that are resting in the spirit, that's when God begins to do a wonderful work in and through us, in and through our spirits, in and through our minds. When we quiet the mind through meditation or prayer, God is able to then impress us and do a mighty work. See, this resting is not as glorious and glamorous as, you know, the others, endurance and strength. That looks spiritually sexy to be able to be on point. Rest looks like it could be boring, but if you understand spiritually what is happening, you will engage it more. I heard a statement that I love, and it says, some days don't need progress, only presence. You know, we are such a driven society, and that's fine. That's how we've been conditioned. Get up, go to work, accomplish, produce. Especially in our country, it's all about producing and production, right? We consume a lot, but we also what? We got to produce a lot so we can consume a lot. And so we're always working and doing so we can consume more. And we can produce more so we can consume more. And then constantly, sometimes it says, some days don't need progress, but presence. And that's where the power is. So pausing is giving presence the time to work itself out in our lives. Production, producing, progress is good, but presence is even better. Because that'll enable our progress to then have more focus and more energy and more vitality and being more on point. Because while we're progressing, we're moving and thinking, but while we're resting in presence, the greater way is being shown. Better creative ideas are coming forth. And so we're moving in a more concise and spiritually pointed way. Less errors. You know, sometimes when I'm over stimulated, I move too fast and I might make what? Errors. I'm not as focused as I need to be. I'm trying to get it done. No, sometimes it's not about getting it done. It's being present to what you're doing. Having that presence. And so we rest. Rest is not about quitting. It's about refueling, revitalizing, rejuvenating, resetting. All right, it's really powerful, the resetting of our energy so that we don't necessarily burn out. So, where do you need to pause or to rest? Are you aware of what in your life is causing you to stop for a moment and to be present? You know, do you need to rest your mind? Do you need to rest your body? How about your emotions? Are they all up in arms? You know, are you on a roller coaster ride, the highs and lows? I realize that, you know, I need to rest from some of my social media looking because I scroll to get my news. I don't look at the traditional news anymore because it's propaganda as far as I'm concerned. So I have different shows that I lose, and I want to keep up with what's going on. But I know that it's affecting me. Last night I had a dream, and it disturbed me. But when I got up this morning, I had to work with it. So I don't know. I guess I had traveled someplace, and I was trying to either get back in the country, whatever, but I had to have my passport, right? So I went up, and I gave my passport to the man, and he looked at it and did something, and he looked at me and said, you need to go see Miss So-and-so in line number 6, gate number, whatever, line 6. I said, go see her. I forgot what her name was, but anyway, he said, yes. So I took my passport back and I got in that line. And when I got there, the woman was looked like she was cleaning up things, right? And wasn't ready. So I was like, well, am I supposed to come here? So she said, yeah, give it to me. So she took my passport and she sort of packed it away. And then she was talking to another woman and she goes off. And I'm like, well, okay, should I stay here or what should I do? And then I see the woman, then you know how dreams are. So then we're like in the parking lot. And I see the woman with this lady, they're talking, and she's in the parking lot, and she goes and she just drives off with my passport. So I'm like, well, okay, well, what's going on? So I go back to the guy, and I say, you know, you told me to go in this line. And he goes, I don't know what you're talking about. And I'm going, you just told me to take my passport over there. He says, no, I don't know what you're talking about. So I was like, what? So I go to the line where the lady was, and they're all kind of working. It looks like it's from like a sci-fi movement because everybody's working, nobody's looking. And so I said, what, the lady that was just here, she took my, what, we don't know what you're talking about. There's no lady. And I'm like, what? So I was leaving, like, what am I going to do? I don't have a passport and nobody knows. And I felt like I was in the Twilight Zone in my dream. Like, what is going on? And so when I woke up, I was disturbed because it's like, why am I dreaming about that? But I realize it's my unconscious being unsettled about all the changes that are taking place, that it feels like the Twilight Zone, that these things are unreal, that we could lose our what? Our identity. We could lose our what? Our papers, Because I was like, I don't have any papers now, right? If somebody comes up to me and let me see your papers, I don't have any papers, you know? And it disturbed me so much, I got up and said, let me go look at my passport and see. I said, maybe Spirit is telling me that I need to make sure that my passport is not about to expire so I can be on point. You never know. So I got up out of working on my talk and meditating, and I went and looked at my passport. It doesn't expire until October 2027, so I got another year on it. But I had to laugh. But what it told me is there's so much going on that even though I think I'm in, you know, control of all of it, it's affecting me. That so much that I'm dreaming about, you know, not having papers or not being right or whatever. So where do we need to pause? And I just said, you need to pause. You need to, you know, get back into doing your meditation so that you're dwelling in presence more. You know, you're meditating more, you're grounded more. When I get too focused on out here is when we lose our grounding, when we lose, you know, our sense of protection. So I said, okay. And then I noticed a couple of mornings I awakened and I was a little sort of down. My energy was down. I said, well, what's that about? Because I had been really just been up and moving and, you know, and I felt a little down. And I said, okay. Again, you need to what? Pause. You need to rest. You need to be still. You need to be quiet and gather yourself, whether it's thoughts about my well-being and my health and what will happen. I don't need to go too far in the future. Be here in the now. What is taking place now? What do you need to do now? Can you be still in this moment? The scripture says, be still and know that I am what? I am God. So I recognize I need to still. I need to pause my social aspect. I need to pause in my mental capacity. Maybe even my emotional aspect of life needs to take a little break and a pause. Where do you need to pause? What is having you feeling like you're just going, going, going? Where do you need to be still? And in this drive and call for stillness, I want us to be aware that stillness is not the same as stagnation, right? Stagnation is where we feel stuck. Stagnation is where we have a sense of frustration about what's happening. Stillness is a choice. Stillness, to be still, is not to be stuck, but it is to be consciously in the presence of Spirit, open and receptive and waiting for the divine to move us and to move in us and move us to where we need to be. So I thought, I'm feeling a little stuck, but I need to be still. I don't need to be stagnant. I need to be still. And that gives me my energy, my reset, my focus, and it allows God then to work with me and work with my life and work with those areas that need healing and transformation and understanding. But I must be able to do that, because if I don't, then it's when we are in the presence that we're able to lighten our load. We're able to lighten our load. And if we are going to run with the horses, then we're going to have to lighten our load. You know, we can't carry everything, put everything on the horse's back and go. We're going to have to lighten our load. And so the scripture that came to me, we're all familiar because we're all carrying a lot. And we need to see what we need to let go of so that we can move freely. What is burdening us? What is bogging us down? You know, we think, well, a horse can take a lot. No, even the horse needs to have its burdens lightened. And this is what Jesus said we know in Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. Come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, rest for your mind, rest for your heart, rest for the emotions, rest for all the circumstances, rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is what? light. So that's physical light, the burden that we're going to carry when we're taking on this energy of the divine. It lightens our load. But then there's also my burden is light. Light. We will begin to see the light. We will begin to feel light. And so we have this sense of being able to move and to run with the horses because our spirit and soul is light, not burdened down by things. And so while we are progressing forward in this year ahead and we're working with our commitment, our level of commitment and our building our endurance and our stamina and our strength, we must remember to pause. This is not, you know, sometimes people get excited. That was a powerful message. And yeah, I was excited. This is not that. This is, you know what, I'm telling you the truth of what's needed to bring balance. And so as we move on this spiritual journey, as we move into this new year, we have to continue to move with purpose. We have to move with presence. We have to rest in presence and power. When you rest in the presence is when you gain your real power, right? To then move with purpose. Yes? So this is what we're doing here. We're using this time to find that perfect balance between the two, between resting in the presence, gaining our power, and then moving with purpose and heeding the call when it's time to be still again. To go by the, you know, lake or whatever and drink from the fountain and rest, renew and restore. And then you're ready. So when the spirit says, move, we can go. We got energy to go, stamina to go. So this is our time to do that as we continue to just run with the horses in 2026. Blessings. Blessings, blessings. Blessings, blessings.